to be honest, we can no longer in the church count on the fact that parents raise their children to come to church.
Reverend Brent Damro of the First Congregational Church of Stockbridge echoes what many faith leaders today are realizing and fearing. Organized religious services have lost their spots on the weekly family calendar.
And the interesting thing is, I think there's this population of people in their 20s and 30s who may never have been part of church communities who are suddenly giving it a second chance or giving it a first chance for them. And we need to be ready and prepared to welcome them through the door.
Damro came to the church in January of 2013. Since then, membership has gone up 25% to 155, with about 100 people attending Sunday services, a jump of 45%. One of the reasons for the success is involving church parishioners in community events not centered solely on religion. Damro says congregation members traveled to New York City for the climate march, while a sort of happy hours in the works where Damro travels to various restaurants on Friday afternoons to meet with congregation members and others. Parishioners will also gather to review ballot questions ahead of Election Day.
Not as a way of prescribing how people should vote, but rather getting people over pizza to think about, does our faith have anything to say about how we might think about voting?
With a church that dates back to 1824, Damro says increased membership has helped parish finances. Meanwhile, Rabbi Josh Brindell says over the last 5 years, membership has grown at Temple Anshe Emunim in Pittsfield following a period of decline. He says the temple did a study of its services and community outreach to find ways to be more engaging and interactive through music, education, and events. This year's Rosh Hashanah service was held at Mass Audubon's Pleasant Valley Wildlife Sanctuary.
And it was a beautiful thing to have a worship service, to be celebrating the new year, one of the holiest days of the Jewish calendar, and we weren't even in our sanctuary. We were outdoors, and that was a beautiful, beautiful thing, and it was also very successful. Our numbers there, and this was only the second year we'd done this, were really good. We didn't even have enough handouts.
Rabbi David Weiner of Knesset Israel, one of the largest Jewish communities in the county, says partnering with Temple Anshe Emunim and organizations near and far has helped keep membership numbers stable and even increase slightly.
We partnered with the Jewish Theological Seminary from Manhattan in bringing up 4 scholars to give lectures this summer where we had attendance of 80 to 90 people. But the class was held at Shakespeare and Company.
But Brindell adds more work remains.
The weakness that we have in the Jewish community is providing services to Jewish youth after college and before they enroll their children. That's been a perennial issue for us. It's finding ways to engage people before they have families or ways to get youth involved that don't just revolve around dating or trying to find a partner.
At St. Agnes in Dalton, Father Chris Malatesta oversees the county's largest Catholic congregation with some 4,000 members. He says the parish has bought into a national program called Life Teen, in which teenagers direct their own ministry, featuring social activity and community service. St. Agnes will soon launch an initiative called Creating a Happy and Holy Parish to further engage current parishioners, incorporating their time and talent while increasing their knowledge of the faith.
At one time, we baptized babies, and that's how they, and then we brought them through grade school, and that's how they learned about the faith. Now we have to go out and evangelize and re-educate people.
Malatesta says Pope Francis has helped change the conversation, showing organized religion can make a positive difference in people's lives.
It seems in so many recent years that we're battling so many different things and all sorts of struggles that the church is having, that we're always seem like we're responding to those as opposed to being in a position where we can, be very proud about what we are, not take people for granted, but really to be able to try to engage them. And I'm totally convinced on the fact of that the more that we engage them, that they become a very strong part of what we're all about.
Reverend Damro, who is openly gay, says organized religion can be a lightning rod, as the media picks up on extremes not necessarily reflected in some local congregations.
So I think part of our job in that we need to do better, that part of our job in local churches is doing a little bit of marketing, is letting the community know who we are and what we stand for and why we are a place to come both in good times and difficult times.
Marketing is being done in different ways, especially in regard to reaching summer and even winter travelers in the Berkshires. Rabbi Brian Dell and Reverend Damrow say active Facebook pages and websites have led to a tourist population bump, while Rabbi Weiner's following takes a more classic approach.
Members of the congregation who are here year-round may work in a number of the different cultural organizations or shops or small businesses or even doctor's offices around Pittsfield, and sometimes they find people. They find people when they're at work and begin speaking about Jewish life in the Berkshires, and the sort of snowballs people end up coming for a Friday night meal, or they end up coming for a service or a program, and deciding it would actually be okay to get involved in the Jewish community up here.
For most of the institutions, the goal is to place faith and organized religion back into the center of people's lives like it was just a few decades ago. An interfaith effort 2 years in the making aims to do just that. Berkshire Organizing is part of the Intervalley Project, a network of regional organizations stretching across New England, some dating back more than 30 years. Wendy Crom is helping form the Berkshire Network, a process that has involved some 20 institutions with plans to launch officially in January. Together, they plan to make systematic-level changes to the county's transportation services and food insecurity.
For faith to be relevant in one's life, it needs to be lived in everyday life. And so it happens outside of just the four walls of the church or the temple or the mosque. It's being involved in your community in ways that can make a difference.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.